Joining us right now is the lovely, the beautiful Trish Stratus. She's a gorgeous wrestler in the World Wrestling Entertainment superstar. And welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You were a fitness model for a while. I guess when you were growing up, what you did the usual, soccer and gymnastics and things?
The usual soccer and gymnastics, yeah.
Yeah, that's my
daughter. Well, yeah, I was really prone to playing a lot of sports. I played field hockey for my university, and I played rep league soccer growing up and everything. So it was really part of my background growing up, sports. And so natural transition to get in, well, fitness modeling wasn't a natural transition, but I happened to be studying biology, kinesiology at the time. So I kind of got to actually apply the theory that I was learning in school. And then wrestling came about, and I caught on pretty quickly due to my athletic background, I guess.
Well, wait a second. You tried out a biology theory and modeling?
Hold on, back up. Yeah, well, what I was actually, I was supposed to, right now, I should be in med school right now, finishing up med school. I was finishing my last year of university here in Toronto, and the professors went on strike. And I was, like, suddenly just found with nothing to do for 6 months. And during that time, a magazine approached me to do some fitness modeling. So that's how that started. And then my notoriety, I guess, within the fitness industry kind of got me noticed in the wrestling world, and here I am today.
Hey, do you have any of your plans of eventually going back and doing medical school?
I don't know. You know, I mean, ever since that happened, I mean, that turn in my life, it was like, you know, all I ever knew when I was growing up was that I was going to be a doctor. And I mean, literally, I honed all my skills towards becoming a doctor, did the volunteer work, and had certain jobs that developed people skills so that I would, you know, use that in my future. And, you know, it was like one of these things you just never, you know, planned on, obviously. The professor's going on strike, you certainly don't plan on that. And, you know, I remember when that first happened, I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, yeah. What do I do with myself for 6 months? And all these opportunities kind of came my way, and I guess destiny or fate, something.
So instead of healing, you're causing pain. That's
yeah, that's one way to see it.
I like
you know what? Let me tell you something interesting. Someone said to me once, in a doctor's office, you see maybe 10 to 15 patients a day, and you change or you touch that many people's lives. But in the wrestling industry, I get so much fan mail and so many kids coming up to me and you know telling us that we're role models and that sort of thing. And you get to meet with a lot of Make-A-Wish kids and things like that. And so really, we touch so many more lives, which is kind of a cool thing.
Hmm. Now, you actually did a radio show, too, at one point, didn't you?
Yeah. As that transition was happening, I was actually, as a fitness model, I was on as a guest, and I was on a talk show with some other wrestlers, just as a fitness model, and there was, you know, other wrestlers on the show, and so this this big internet rumor started about me, just Trish Stratus, fitness model, is looking to come to WWF, and so this wrestling radio show had me on to say, all right, confirm these rumors, what's going on, and I said, I have nothing to say, I mean, I haven't talked to them, it's just, that's just one of those fluky things, and it turned out that they, you know, asked me, they got a really good response from me being on the radio, and asked me to come on and host it with them, and I've been a big fan of wrestling for many years, so I was, like, thrilled to do it. I thought, great, you know, go down, talk about wrestling a couple hours a night, that's a cool thing to me. So I gave it a try, and from there, I was actually backstage, you know, looking to do a wrestling interview, an interview for the show, and one of the agents from the WWF approached me and said, hey, you know, you're Trish Stratus. I was on the cover of Muscle Mike at the time.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know what, why don't you send your stuff to us, and we'll have a look at you. Next thing you know, 6 months later, I flew into the head office, and I went home with a contract offer.
Well, now, when you first started wrestling for them in March 2000, you weren't, like, doing it full-time, though, right?
I was doing it full-time, but I wasn't wrestling. I was hired mostly, you know, I was valeting. So I was accompanying the wrestlers to the ring, and I was, you know, certainly a character within the show and, you know, developing my character as I went along, but not as active in the ring. And, you know, then they gave me the opportunity to get in there a little bit more and more, and my training was kind of just continuous, like, as I was at TVs, you know, I would get in the ring and practice and learn new things, and there was a turning point in my career, actually, where I had an ankle injury, and I was out of action for about 3 months, and I sat at home and watched it on TV and kind of was like, you know, got to kind of watch it as a fan again, you know, sit back and remember what I liked watching. And you know, when I got back, they gave me the opportunity to get in the ring a lot more. And from there, I just, you know, had an agent that was overlooking my stuff and my work in the ring. And, you know, he just gave me more opportunity to go in there and be more athletic and try different things in the ring and have more matches. And about 2 months later, I won my first championship title. And right now, three times, this is my third time holding the belt.
There you go. Now you're defending the belt in a pay-per-view match, right?
Yes, and gosh, this is just a testament on the evolution of women's wrestling as we are having a hardcore match, which I don't believe has been done before. especially at a pay-per-view. So I don't think the women's belt has been put on the line in a hardcore match before. So
for all those folks who don't know what that is, why don't you tell us?
Okay, a hardcore match is no holds barred. Basically, there'll be, surrounding the ring, there'll be all sorts of foreign objects and anything that, anything goes in this match, basically. I mean, we've had some, I'm feuding with Victoria right now. We've had some pretty, pretty intense interaction. So I think this was like the next step, was to have this hardcore match and, all out, no heart, no holds barred, and here we go.
When I was a youngster, I remember going to the matches at the old Boston Garden and watching the wrestlers who hated each other and used to, really try to hurt each other. And I'll never forget it, going after a wrestling match with my dad to the European restaurant in Boston and seeing all the wrestlers there eating together and palling and drinking together. And I said to my father, well, how come they're friends now, Dad?
Yeah.
But, I mean, off the road, are you friends with Victoria?
Well, I mean, all of us are, we're all quite close because we all travel together.
Yeah.
And obviously, our success in the ring comes from, the relationship we have outside of the ring, as far as, you need to have that trust because you're putting your body into someone else's hands when you go out there. And, you need to have that chemistry and that timing down. And so certainly that's something we work on, as competitive employees that we work, that's our job to go out there together.
Well, if the chemistry is not right and the timing is not right and everything's off, then
everything
you can get
will be
hurt.
Wrong. Absolutely, yeah.
That's the thing you want to worry about. Tell us a little bit about the pay-per-view coming up.
Well, this pay-per-view, it's super exciting, not only for me as far as my hardcore match and the women's title being on the line, that's exciting, but there's an Elimination Chamber coming. I guess it's an Elimination Chamber match, and we really don't know much about it. There's six competitors in it from Raw, and, it's this contraption that Eric Bischoff has designed and put into effect, and it's a big surprise because no one really knows too much about it except that one person will be victorious and be the champion. So that should be really an interesting novelty, I think, just to see this new Elimination Chamber. It's the first time ever having it. And, of course, Brock Lesnar is facing the Big Show from SmackDown. So that should be, two huge guys like that just facing off is kind of a intriguing story. So, there's some really neat things going down at this Survivor Series, and it's at MSG, completely sold out. And it's going to be a good one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what that thing Bischoff came off with this, too.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We'll all find out together. call your local cable company to get it. Trish, I just want to mention one thing. I mean, obviously, you are a beautiful, and that's nice. But how's your social life? Do you date? Are you married?
Not dating, not married.
No.
Just no time for that. It's like we're so busy on the road. I'm honestly, almost 5 days a week I'm on the road. And, I barely have time to do laundry. Maybe I should get a boyfriend just to do my laundry.
There you go. See, there's always a good thing. I'm predicting for you either one of two things.
Uh-huh.
After wrestling. I think, one, you're going to end up hosting a TV show or being part of a TV show. Or two, being an actress in movies.
That's what you're predicting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't confirm or deny. I swear, ever since the my professors went on strike, I haven't been able to guess what happens next. I've just been trying to. My motto is preparedness meets opportunity. So any opportunity that comes my way, I tried my best to be prepared, take full advantage of it. So, if any other, and certainly with this job and in this industry, there's so many, opportunities that come my way just because of this job. So if any of those opportunities come my way, I certainly will be prepared and hopefully, take full advantage of them.
I think it's going to happen. Good luck defending the title.
Thank
Victoria's
you.
Going down! Good luck,
Trish.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.